Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. This program's called Muzak for the Observant on every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. And this afternoon, we have special guests all the way from Edmonton. They are a band called Alta Meta, and they're going to play a live set for us today. And then swing on into the studio for a nice little chat. So stay tuned. This is CITR, and this is Alta Meta live.
Dirty rain won't wash off my head. Gas tank is running low. The sea lightning don't strike in the same place twice. Who would ever know? So they catch it in a bottle, and you drink it down real slow. As you stumble drunk to his doorstep, but you know he's never home. Home. We've been working ourselves blind, trying to salvage what we can of who we are now, who we were when we began. Well, I've been hitting every red light home, and this fire's been burning out. So push your window wide, let me out. Yeah. Sound all right? Yeah, they sound great. Thanks. Altamita from Edmonton. I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying anything in between the songs, but. We'll be right back.
out to Eric and Todd's dads. Next one is going to be a cover. Yeah, by Neeler. Neil Young.
Do their thing.
talking about some stuff after.
Thank you.
Yep. Song's called Queen of the Street. The rusty nickel and tells everyone she meets her last name's alone. Yeah, she's strumming an old guitar at the rusty nickel and tells everyone she meets her last name's alone. Oh, cause in her mind she's the queen of the street. You're not gonna change.
Wonderful. That was Ultimata from Edmonton on tour here in Vancouver, coming to play here in Vancouver tonight. We're going to let the band take a brief rest, cool down, and then get them in the studio to chat about their show tonight, their new record, and Canadiana in general. This is Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned.
Like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Does Discorder magazine summon Discord?
only the good kind. This month, we feature musicians and artists sifting through chaos to form distinct creative practices and personas. Flip through the pages of Discorder for Mass Marriage, Iceberg Ferg, Plazas, Phono Pony, the Jamie and Sarah Experience Project, and more. This month also features artwork by Aaron Moran, live show reviews of Julia Holter and Parquet Courts, and album reviews for You Say Party and Joe Past. We'd also like to thank our advertisers, Vancouver Theatre Sports, Vinyl Records, Rickshaw, Center for Digital Media, Dead Offensive Records, The Rio Theatre, Vinyl Records, LiveVan.com, and AMS Events.
Now I'm living out here on the went to the radio interview. I ended up alone at the microphone. Get out of town. I think I'll get out of town.
That was Neil Young here on CITR 101.9 FM. This program is called Muzak for the Observant, and if you've been tuned in for the last half an hour or so, then you would have heard a live set, live rock and roll Canadiana music that is not Neil Young, but part of it was Neil Young, a band from Edmonton. How are you guys doing?
Good.
How are you?
Good.
And you are Altameda. Do you want to quickly go in a circle and explain who you are, what you do in the band?
Yeah, I'm Eric. I play drums.
I'm Todd, and I play the bass.
I'm Troy. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Matt, and I play the keys.
Right. And you are on a brief tour, a West Coast little swing here, playing tonight at the Railway Club.
Yeah.
Do you know time?
We're playing with Dead End Drive-In and Tender Hearts.
Okay. Around 9.
Yeah, I think we play at like 11 or something.
Great.
Something like that. Yeah.
So come on, come on down to the Railway Club. Do you know if you have any guest list spots available to give out to anybody?
Sure.
Question? Okay, I'm just going to throw it out there then. If you want to call in, 604-822-2468. You can win a guest list spot. I'm just going to give us a call. Don't have to answer any questions. You can answer who did we just play coming on air, whatever. You don't really have to answer the question. but you can get a guest spot
even
for
if you
the
get
show
it wrong.
Tonight. Yeah, you can get it wrong at the Railway Club. Another quick thing. Names real quick. I need to reference. Is it Eric? No, you're Eric?
Yeah, I'm Todd.
Todd. Okay, yeah. Todd. Do you know who Paul Dano is, the actor Paul Dano?
No.
Okay. Because immediately you remind me of him. I think you look
He played Eli in
Will
Be Blood.
Yes, Eli. That's what I was going to
say. Oh, wow.
I could kind of see that.
Yeah. Wild.
That's the first thing I thought of. Paul Dano. So I didn't know if you ever got that before. There you
I
go.
Love There Will Be Blood.
Yeah. No, it's great film. It's because I recently rewatched that movie, and so his face is kind of in my mind. And where when I saw him, I was like, it's that guy.
You had too much face.
I hope I don't get beaten with a bowling pin.
They're kind of similar. You guys are similar in demeanor, too. I've never met Paul Dano, but I can only imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
And I grew Daniel Day-Lewis's mustache.
Yeah. So how has the trip gone so far? You were telling me about a motel last night. Sounded
all right. Yeah, we just broke up the drive and stayed at the Alpine Motel in Kamloops last night and watched Goosebumps and ate pizza.
They had self-serve Eggos, too, which was pretty good for breakfast.
Yeah, that was tight.
Actually, at Eggos, it wasn't, like, generic waffles.
No, they were Eggos.
Really? Oh, were they? Yeah,
I thought they were Eggos.
Yeah, they were, out of box, so it was a bit of a mystery. But
We can only assume.
And they also had all the knockoffs.
It was like a placebo effect.
Oh, okay.
So we assumed that they were Eggos.
Yeah. Instead of Fruit Loops, it was, like, Fruity Hoops.
Yeah.
Or Fruity Squirrels or something.
Yeah.
Fruit circles.
Cinnamon squares. Great. And you were saying that two of you have had a band before that has come out to Vancouver?
Two bands.
Yeah.
Two different bands?
I play in a band called Stepmothers. We've been out before. They play in a band, or played in a band called The Fight. We've been through.
A couple years ago, but too recently, but. Since this band started,
is this the main focus then for you guys now?
Pretty much, yeah. We got a record that we were working on for like over a year that we're finally getting ready to put out soonish. So
soonish.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're still kind of working out a release, trying to figure out when exactly we want to put it out. But yeah, and then
So we're
still
gonna
still got Paul Dano on the computer.
Yeah. Sorry, now we're just staring at Paul Dano. We're gonna listen to a couple songs and then come back with the band. We're gonna start with Slates, a group from Edmonton. You want to say anything about Slates?
Yeah, just pals of ours. That I mean, they're really great. They're on New Damage Records and probably one of my favorite bands out of Edmonton. And yeah, this is Broken Parts by Slates.
All right, great. And we'll be back with Ultimata here on CITR on the other side. We'll be right back.
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Sweet treats from the Pop Underground on CITR 101.9 FM all the time. We're here live in studio with Ultimata, band from Edmonton. You guys are hanging in there?
Yeah.
So that last promo we heard describes this music as sweet treats. How would you describe your songs in a similar vein?
Salty.
Salty, greasy
little,
Eggos?
Waffles. Yeah, definitely. buttery Eggo waffles.
Off-brand.
Yeah. No name. No name butter-soaked Eggos.
So we heard a couple of groups from Edmonton in that last set. Slates, you mentioned briefly before you played it. Yep. Broken Parts, do you know the record that's on or what year?
It's on Prairie Fires, I think, came out in like 2000.
That was 2010 or 2011.
Or something like that, yeah.
Okay.
They actually did their newest record with Steve Albini.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It was pretty cool.
Do you know how they would have swung that?
They basically like, Dallas, like their drummer is crazy. He's really good at making crazy things happen. Like he got just like a few months ago, like David Cross, he got David Cross to come to his house and do like a show. And like, that was kind of crazy. Yeah. So I don't really know how that came about. I think that they just contacted him and he liked their tunes and then was down and they had the money and
catch the break sometimes. That's good. Yeah. And then Faith Healer, which is primarily Jessica Chalbert. But as we were just chatting about, Renee Wilson also plays on that record. And that was a huge record here at the station last year. One of our top five of the year. Anything to say about Faith Healer?
I work with Jessica at a record store in Edmonton, so cool. She rules. Faith Healer rules.
Yeah. What else is anything else exciting going on in Edmonton that maybe people would not be aware of? Or
couple of venues opening up right now. We just played a fundraiser for the Aviary, which is going to be opening up. We had a real bad year with the venues closing last year. Oh, so.
Yeah, there was like the Wonder Bar closed and like a bunch of venues just like, yeah. So, but like pretty much there was no venues for like a couple months, I think. And
it was all the popular ones were closing and then a bunch opened up.
Yeah, now there's like tons. So
there's a lot that are just at, you know, they're starting. They're all brand new. So they're all sort of gaining a new sort of scene around them. Not really scene, or maybe just like an audience.
Like the Wonder Bar was like sort of like the heart of like the Edmonton music community, basically. So when that closed, that was like a huge bummer. But so it's kind of just getting rejuvenated. Lots of new bands popping up.
Yeah, downtown as well, which...
Yeah.
There's really been anything downtown in quite a while, aside from the Artery, which, again, closed last year, but we got the Vinyl.
Yeah, the Needle.
The Needle Vinyl Tavern
yeah. Up. Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, new venues, new...
Rejuvenation.
Rejuvenation, yeah.
Cool. So, be remiss not to mention again, you are here for a reason, so it's great that you played here at the station in the afternoon.
But thanks
you're
so much
for having us. You're also playing a show later tonight here in Vancouver at the Railway Club.
Yeah.
Have a new record coming out.
Yeah.
Any details that we could find out about that record now? Is it
name?
We did it with our friend Jeff Kynock. He's a really great producer. Engineer in Edmonton. Took about like a year. Well, it started as basically a solo project that I had, and then I got these guys to come in. I was like, I'd like to do some like full band stuff. So then they came in, we did some sessions just live off the floor, and then it was just way more fun and just sounded a lot more interesting. So we decided to go go ahead as a full band.
We and never then, left.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just kept showing up.
Yeah, exactly.
Practice.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You like lock yourself in your room playing the guitar, and then you guys just start playing.
Well, yeah, we actually do live together, so.
Not too far.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, great. Any shout-outs or random comments that you feel you need to make on air?
If we got any show, any listeners in Victoria, we're playing there tomorrow.
Yeah, playing at the Copper Owl tomorrow, yeah. Cool. And then we're going out east in August. We're going to Toronto, Montreal, and surrounding area. And beyond that, I mean, like, if you're interested at all, if you liked the set, you can find us on the internet and follow up, and we'll have the record out eventually.
Sure. Hopefully soon. .net.
Yeah, yeah, we have a .net website.
.net, okay.
Yeah.
Is the SoundCloud a functional SoundCloud, or is that
no?
Private?
That's just private. Okay, yeah, okay, right now. Yeah, but so. But we'll have it out like sooner than later. Sure. For sure.
Great. Okay.
We'll come back. We'll come back when it's ready.
Yeah.
You can give some copies away. Or
something. Yeah. Yeah. Great. So thanks so much for coming out and taking the time for this.
Thanks so much for having us. Yeah, it was awesome.
It's really nice. And we've got a couple of requests to close out the set this afternoon before Astro Talk is on at 3. First, Christine's Tune by Flying Burrito Brothers. Any comments?
We love Graham Parsons and the Burrito Brothers, and they're a pretty big influence on what we do. So this is a tune that we all really like. Yeah.
And then the final one is going to be Gates of Steel by Devo. Is that what?
I just love Devo a lot. I love Mark Mothersbaugh as an artist. I like Mark Mothersbaugh as a musician.
Kindred freaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like a weird twist of punk rock because, like, I mean, they don't really fit in with your, with punk rock sound being like the Clash and the Sex Pistols and whatnot, but they kind of just did things their own way, and that was what kind of made them punk rock.
It's like no wave pop almost.
Yeah.
Very strange. Yeah, you bet. Great. So that's what we're going to close with. Thanks again to Ultimata. Ultimata, Ultimita.
I mean, either or, really. Either or. Whatever way it is. Yeah, the old tomatoes.
And Railway Club tonight at around 11. I think doors are at 9. Head on down there and stay tuned. This is CITR 101.9 FM.